Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 2nd of May of the year 2020. Happy death anniversary today to Leonardo da Vinci, who died on this day in 1519, making a helicopter out of a man with six arms. And in 1881, on this day, President Garfield was assassinated and reborn as a cat who hates Mondays but loves pizza. In history today, in 1933, a local Inverness newspaper, the Inverness Courier, published an account by a local couple who claimed to have seen an enormous animal rolling and plunging on the surface of Loch Ness. And someone has seen that every day since then. It turns out to be a ship. And celebrations today include Leonardo da Vinci Day. Please celebrate that day by being a f***ing genius who never sleeps. Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity child actor and general sort of public nuisance, Gareth Reynolds.
Yes, and I appreciate being called a celebrity. A lot of people refer to me as a former child actor without the celebrity part, but Alice, yours is the only show I'll do, not only because I'm asked, but because you put things that way.
Today's episode falls on a Saturday, and as always on a weekend, we take a step back from the burning pot handle that is the 24-hour news cycle to hold our finger under the running tap of the Weekend magazine. Our top feature section this week is a guide to creativity with our creativity expert, Gareth Reynolds. But first, some stories in the Weekend magazine we won't have time for. And in the Weekend magazine this week, a home hairstyling tip section, which is a series of instructions on how to cut your hair, and then a helpline to order a series of wigs. There's also a gardening section with a DIY build-your-own snake pit. If you've got a worm farm and a bird feeder, this step-by-step guide to building your own man-trap-sized snake pit will help you make your garden a real surprise. A man-trap-sized snake pit will allow you to execute your enemies, like Aelor of Northumbria, who killed Ragnar Lothbrok in the 9th century by this very method. So just know that it can also be part of your homeschooling. Also a homeschooling section that provides all the things the online curriculum can't include, including a cutout cardboard crush for your child, a bitchy whisper campaign about their growth spurt and or smell, and a fold-out set of fire stairs they can retreat to and cry quietly under during the lunch period. That's all we have time for your top feature sections, of course, because it's now time for your ads. And your ad section now, because you can't buy happiness, but you can certainly try, and isn't that the most important thing? Are you a tiny traveller on a dusty road, and a pale-faced stranger with eldritch eyes has loomed out of the darkness at you, asking to share the warmth of your fire? Don't be tempted to turn them away. You know what happens to people who turn eldritch strangers away at night. Often they're punished in increasingly inventive ways. You'd go back to your hearth and find all the cow's milk had gone sour, and not in a cool sour cream kind of way, but in like a, what are we going to sell at market kind of way. Instead, invite the stranger to your fire. Offer them some of your meal, and give them half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, the token generosity that'll keep a curse from your home. And remember, if you're kind enough to an eldritch stranger looming out of the darkness at night, they might give you gold. So it's in your own self-interest. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Folk Music Society of Northern Ireland. Half a glass of water will not solve a problem if you have an actual enemy at night. And do remember, some of these eldritch strangers may just be bandits trying to steal your food.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Your top feature section today is a guide to creativity hosted by Gareth Reynolds, creativity expert and corporate performer. Gareth, can you tell us what's happening in the world of creativity and how we can become more creative in these constrained times?
It's a very constraining time, Alice. That's exactly right. And that's why you have to be creative. You have to think out of the box. Regular routines just won't do in this time. So I have a few different things that people can do. And again, I was a former child actor who was successful and I'm now not. So a lot of these come from that direction. Anyway, the first one is drinking. Please, please, please do not limit yourself on drinking. And I know there's a lot of people who say, but I had a problem with drinking. Well, you don't have to drink, but you can't stand in the way of someone getting drunk alone in your home. That is a great way to pass the time. I find that I am forgetting most of my evenings and a lot of my days through the act of drinking. So drinking's a great one. Another thing you can do, and I really love doing this, is have a murder mystery party, but play every character. And that way you are the constable, you are the maid who potentially murdered the gentleman, you play everybody. It's not only a great way to pass the time, it's also a great way to dust off those acting chops that nobody's really been taking a look at for a while that are still ripe, sharp, and very ready to go and are on display in a costume party that you could have in your home that's a murder mystery. But I also like to, recently, I've been punching up old board games. A lot of people are playing board games. I've been changing some of them to make them a little more interesting. For instance, you're familiar with the game Hungry Hungry Hippos, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, I've changed my Hungry Hungry Hippos, and this is very simple, to f***ing starving hippos. And all that is a label change, and then it's just more of the little pellets they have to eat. Or I went in, and I was struggling with my Connect 4, so I turned it into Connect 2. And it's a lot of fun, a lot easier to do as well. And then I've also changed the game Battleship to bigger battleships. And chess is now called chest, and that's all I have. Make it fun for yourself. That's the overall theme here.
I mean, that's a great guide to creativity. Thank you so much for those tips, Gareth Reynolds. That's all we have time for your top feature section, of course, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, and also Alice impersonating famous people, and also guest. That's you today, Gareth.
That's nice.
It was a fortunate moment when I realized that your special savage was now released upon the world. After a few starting chuckles, I almost choked on my half glass of water when what can only be described as a 3/4 full bottle of water next to you caught my eye.
I knew the title of the show, but nothing could have prepared me for this level of savagery. The only logical conclusion is that you've been captured by big bottled water and used to push their plastic agenda of imprisoning water in tiny bottles. If this is the case, please blink 3 times quickly in a row during your next podcast. Yours sincerely, a concerned citizen. P.S. Love the show. Keep it up. Thank you, concerned citizen. Look, I've never said only drink half a glass of water. All I say is half a glass of water is very rarely the wrong thing to do.
That's catchy.
It's not too much. It's not too little. Not going to make you feel too sloshy. But it will wet your mouth.
If I may, Alice, can I jump in? I know that was barely addressed to me, as none of these really have been. Again, I'm forgotten. But can I just... That, what you just said there, as someone who's worked in marketing, that could be a jingle. If you sang what you just said about the water, that's the water thing right there, baby. That's it. That's the water jingle.
That's the water thing.
Yeah.
I mean that's a really good tip. I'm going to write that down. Thank you so much for your letter. Thank you so much for your help, Gareth. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again any day of the week or subscribe so it automatically does that for you. A robot future. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news or look into the past. And if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make these ones make marginally more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was celebrity child actor Gareth Reynolds. Gareth, have you got anything to plug?
I wish I did. I don't. But keep your eyes peeled. I have some really exciting stuff coming up in 2030. At Reynolds Gareth. You can find all that stuff there. I'm promoting it now. It's going to be big.
Look up at Reynolds Gareth on Instagram and Twitter.
That's right. I'm hanging in there.
Hey.
For some reason.
Everyone's a celebrity in their own phone. The Last Post
That's right.
is... The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage is now available on Amazon Prime, so please download that unless you feel weird about Amazon Prime, in which case, you do you. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.